Mix 94.7 KMCH on a rainy Monday. Thank goodness we need a little rain. Jackie Sherman, director of all things pumpkin-y and fall, our official fall spiritual guide with us this morning. How are you, Jackie? A big TV star, you?
Oh, I know. Gosh. You know, we've had such beautiful, beautiful weekends. Unbelievable. The weather has just cooperated, and we've had such a great crowd of people going through our maze. It's good. Been unbelievable.
Good. I'm glad to see that. Glad to see people getting back out and staying close to home and doing that.
And I'm glad we had a little rain to take some of that dust and that dry grass away.
Boy, it looked like fog Friday night. I was driving up to Olwine from Manchester. It just looked like low-lying fog, but it was all that dust out there.
It was dust. Yeah. So,
but you're getting set for the end of the season almost, believe it or not.
We're on the wind down. We are retired.
No, you're not going to fully retire. You told me you guys aren't going to do that.
Well, we're tired. We're not fully retired.
Yeah, big event coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about the big the fall to-do and all the fun stuff you guys are doing.
Well, we have an exciting weekend ahead of us. This coming Saturday, on October 29th, from 4 to 7, we have fabulous fall evening at the farm. And we are going to have, it's free for everyone. We are having Gypsy come and sing and play. We are also having a wood-fired pizza truck coming. It's Opal and Hazel's wood-fired pizzas, so they are available for purchase. Mm-hmm. It's for the whole family. We want you to bring your lawn chair, bring a beverage, bring the family to play, and just relax.
Oh, yeah.
For fall evening.
We've all been kind of running back and forth between doing sports and all school things. Just kind of take a break and slow down a little bit. Yeah. Saturday at your guys'
place. Bring your blanket in case it gets a little chilly, and just wrap yourself up and enjoy the fall evening. We will have flashlight. That'll be a last night of flashlight corn maze, and you can get into the flashlight corn maze up until 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
And I was just telling you, you're going to have perfect weather. Saturday, sunny, almost 60. Saturday night, we're probably talking upper 40s by the time, you know, things kind of get rocking and rolling. And then more sunshine for the big thing on Sunday, too, you're doing out there.
Well, Sunday, we have our trunk trick-or-treat back. We haven't done it for 3 years, so I am excited, anxious, all of the above. That'll be on October 30th on Sunday, and it runs from 1 to 4. So we want the kids to come in their costumes. Mm-hmm. Dean and I have our costumes already. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Dean's going as a grumpy farmer again this year, isn't he?
Yeah. So we do ask everybody that comes to bring a non-perishable item to donate to the food bank, but it is a free day for the kids to come in their costumes. We will have plenty of help there to keep them safe, to monitor where the cars park, to help the kids get across the tracks if you're walking in. Bring your trick-or-treat bag with you, and we have a bunch of vendors lined up to hand out some treats for the kids.
You know, we talked, it was probably about a month ago now, you and Dean and I gathered around the microphone, and I'll ask you the same question I asked you then. What's it mean for you guys to have, you know, generations now come out and visit you guys and make it a tradition to come out there to the pumpkin patch?
You know, it is so hard to put into words because we are blessed to have the opportunity to see the generations of families. And we had some people that were there this weekend that had come as kids, and now they're living in the Bettendorf area or the Davenport area and coming back with their kids. And this is such a gift that we get to see these generations of families coming back and celebrating and wanting to bring their kids there. And, of course, we always have new customers. We had a young man there yesterday. His name was Sherman. So anyway, there's just so many aha exciting moments, and watching the kids play, you just can't put words to it.
Well, and to have it right here at home, you know, right here in Manchester, and it's been a tradition, and I want to make sure people clear their calendar again. Saturday afternoon, evening, come on out, and then come on back with the kids on Sunday, too.
Yes, and bring the kids Saturday night. Mm-hmm. They're welcome to play. We do ask the parents once it gets dark to keep the kids off the play items, just because they aren't lit up, and so we are kind of out there watching, just wanting to make sure everybody is safe. But the Saturday evening when we run to 4 to 7, and then on Sunday from 1 to 4.
Come on out and see you guys. And you still got pumpkins available yet,
We sure do. They're looking good. They have been fabulous this week.
Good. Always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I want to send a ton of people. I want them parked all the way down to Ryan. That's how many people I want to come see you guys this weekend.
Dean asked me how I felt about it. I said, anxious, nervous, and excited.
I want so many people there. He's going to have to run a shuttle with that Minneapolis Moline to get them in. That's how many I want there,
Jackie. We got three of them.
Keep them busy. The streets and out of trouble. So Jackie Sherman with us again Saturday. The fabulous fall evening on the farm and then the trunk or treat event on Sunday. We'll put the full details online at kmch.com. We'll see you this weekend, all right?
All right.
There you go. Guest of the day, Swish, is back here. Our favorite little pumpkin's back with sports after this.
Have you ever worked in...